Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I got questions for Waffle House. Oh, I got questions. Okay. So there we are out on Saturday night. We had a Burt's Big Adventure reunion on Sunday, a holiday reunion, which we'll tell you about later. But a bunch of staff was in town, so we all met up and had a really, really great time on Saturday night.
Yeah, we went to this place called Your Third Spot, and it was awesome.
Really super, super fun. So afterwards, some of us didn't want the night to end, but we didn't want to keep drinking. So where do you go after a nice long night? Soak it all up. Where do you go? Waffle House, of course, right? So we go to the first Waffle House, and the dining room is closed. Now, they are doing takeout, but your dining room is closed, which I've never seen before. Because aren't they open 24-7?
That's what I thought.
All right, so we're all right, but no, we're not going to take that for an answer. So let's search another Waffle House because we want to sit down, hang with each other a little bit more, and clog our arteries. So we find another Waffle House about 8 minutes away, go in there, dining room closed again, two of them. Takeout, fine, but this one closed. And I came in here this morning, I'm like, I have never seen that in all my years of going to Waffle House because they're open 24-7, and that's the place you're allowed to almost pass out and eat.
And the only thing that popped into my head is that because there's been so many fights that have gone viral at Waffle House, and the employees, actually, the employees did a strike recently talking about how Waffle House needed to look after the care of their employees, that maybe on the weekends they do close the dining room at a certain time just to protect the employees so drunkards don't come in and cause a scene.
This is a flawed theory here because you're not going to get anybody more angry than when you're drunk and you're at a Waffle House and they tell you you can't sit down. You are putting the employees at risk here, but you can see some really wild things there late at night, right? Yeah,
and I don't know how you all, I haven't told the story of the guy in the purple pimp suit, you know, flashing his you-know-what at the Waffle House.
Weave us a tale.
I'm sure I would have remembered this one.
So I was in, I'm pretty sure I was in college or right out after college.
Hold on, let me pause you here because maybe we can match your weird Waffle House story.
Okay.
All right, anybody listen, what's the weirdest thing you've seen at a Waffle House? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. We might be taking calls until 11:30 this morning.
Now, mind you, I didn't see his member then. It was until we saw it later. So me and some girlfriends were at the Waho and were hammered. And there is this guy in the most brilliant purple pimp suit. I mean, this thing was impeccable. And we were so impressed, we asked if we could take a picture with him. And of course, he obliged. So there at the Waffle House at 2 o'clock in the morning, we take our picture with the guy in the purple pimp suit. Didn't think anything of it. Ate our waffles, ate our hash browns, smothered and covered, and went on our way.
This is not a new Waffle House like mascot.
No.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I'm old AF. So this wasn't digital cameras. We had to get the film like actually processed.
Okay.
So you had to go get your film processed and then get your pictures back. So we do this, we get the pictures back and we're looking and we're like, ha ha ha, totally forgot about this picture of the guy in the purple pimp suit at the Waffle House. He has his D out. So what he had done is when he got flanked by these girls, he somehow unzipped his pants and just
just
let it flop out.
Oh, damn.
And so we didn't notice it until after we got our film developed.
That's pretty
so
good.
All these cheesy sorority girls are like, cheese! And he's just up here like,
yeah.
That is not what smothered and covered is.
Was not.
All right, weirdest thing that you ever saw at a Waffle House. Good morning, Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I used to work at a Waffle House in my hometown,
And after one incident, we had a customer ran her car into our Waffle House dining area. This old man almost ran into the same area because he couldn't see.
Oh, wow. So literally in the parking lot, through the windows, into the Waffle House.
Yes.
All right. That guy gets, yeah.
I feel like every before you hang up on her.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Seriously.
I totally forgot this. I've got one.
Okay.
Okay. The show that Chris and I came from in Raleigh, we used to do this thing called Naked Mondays. So we went to a Waffle House. We had front row Prince tickets. A girl had to go to the bathroom, take off every stitch of clothes she had on, run from one end of the Waffle House to the other, and sit in an old man's lap and eat off his plate, and then run outside to our radio station van.
What?
It was amazing.
It was a different time in radio.
Things that are illegal now that probably weren't illegal then, but you still did. Did she do it?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, my God. We'd be canceled by the time the show was over.
There's still a picture of her in front of the radio station van on the internet.
Oh, the golden years.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Stas, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, weirdest thing that you have seen at a Waffle House?
I actually went there in the middle of the night and ordered a big old combo meal, you know, loaded up the hash browns, everything. They come back to me and tell me that they cannot fulfill my combo because they're out of waffles.
At the Waffle House? What? You got one job.
Across the street.
What the hell? You got one job.
Yeah, that's it. Have waffles. That's it.
Becca, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So it wasn't something that I witnessed personally, but my parents actually got engaged at a Waffle House.
Shut.
What? Were they sober?
Yeah. My parents just celebrated their 30 years of marriage this weekend, actually. And my mom had never been to a Waffle House, grew up in South Florida. And my dad loved Waffle House, and so he decorated the tables, and because my mom had never been, she didn't know any different, and he popped the question.
Wow. And you said that they've been together this how long?
30 years.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Maybe there's your key right there.
Yeah, you just gotta get engaged at the Waffle House.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Asia, good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, strangest thing you've seen at a Waffle House.
Actually, Lana Del Rey was working at the Waffle House.
So you were there at the one that she went viral?
Yes. I met her the day before, and this girl did our tattoos, and she just so happened to work at Waffle House. So the next day after she did our tattoos that she signed for us, Lana came in the Waffle House, and she was actually in there, like, hanging out, you know, just, like, eating and stuff, and we, like, actually FaceTimed while she was in there. And so, like, when the Waffle House thing went viral, everybody was thinking, like, she was just working at Waffle House, but she really was there, like, hanging out, eating and stuff.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's being in the right place at the right time right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, good morning, Fernando. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, the weirdest thing I saw is that it was the middle of the night. I was eating my breakfast, and some guy came in with a bunch of turtles trying to sell them as pets.
That's right.
That sounds about Waffle House.
And if you get one, you have to name it Waho. I mean, that has to be the turtle's name.
That's fair.
Okay, is this going to be true? Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if we're ready for this one, man.
So, I was at a Waffle House in my hometown, and we were all eating our food, and there was a homeless guy that was digging through the trash. And about 5 minutes of him digging through the trash, he comes back in and tells us there's a severed head in the dumpster.
What?
No!
No. Was he drunk? Was he serious? Was there really a severed head in there?
There was really a severed head in there. Don't know how long it was in there, but yes, he was drunk.
That's the least surprising part of that story. So in checking that story out in the news and stuff, did they find out who this dude was?
They never found out, as far as my recollection, they never found out who did it. But yes, there was a severed head in the dumpster.
So they identified the body, but they just they don't know who committed the crime.
Correct.
Okay. Well, wow. I mean, yeah, that segment's over. You're not going to do better than that.
Yeah. We have a winner.
That's it. I didn't know it was a competition, but it's over.
The Bert Show.